desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. The last number of weeks, as we've had opportunity, we are in a series of addressing the issue, once you have the Holy Spirit, what then? So I have the Holy Spirit. Does that mean I can sit back on the couch and relax until the Lord comes back? But there's a lot that goes into it once we've received the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of living. And there's still battles, there's still trials, there's still temptations, we still have feelings, there's still our human emotions that we have to contend with. And basically, when we are forgiven of our sins, then we've received the power of the Holy Spirit, we have been equipped for the journey. But we are still on a journey. I'd like to just go ahead and pick up this morning, continue the series. Written on the board, yield to the Spirit. I'd like to turn over to Jonah in the first chapter, beginning with verse 1. It said, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." The Lord came to Jonah and he gave him instruction. He gave him a job to do. And it said that Jonah ran. He rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. And I wonder this morning, is there anybody here that has ever been a Jonah? Anybody here, the Lord came along and given you a job to do and you rose up to flee? And you know, I really do not believe that Jonah's intent was to forsake God. I don't believe that his intent was to say, God, I don't believe in you anymore and I'm going to backslide. You understand what I'm saying? But yet he was not willing to do what God wanted him to do. We live in a time that a lot of people are still naming the name of Christ. They are professing to be doing what the Lord wants them to do because in their heart they have desire for the things of God. But yet there comes responsibility, folks. When we are children of God, there comes responsibility. And the Lord is still coming to each of us with His Word, and there are things that He has for us to do this morning. There are things that God has for you to do. There are some things that God is telling us not to do. And there are some things that God is telling us to do actively. But Jonah rose up to flee from the Lord, and he was trying to get away from the presence of God. You know, that's part of the danger of the technology that we have today. There's nothing wrong with some of the technology that we have. But you recognize the enemy would like to use it? That when the Lord comes along and is trying to talk to us, we don't want to just look at the Lord and say no, but yet we get busy and get our minds occupied with all the technology and the information that we're inundated with in society to kind of try to drown out what the Lord is saying to us. The Lord would rather have us, when He comes to us and talks to us, He wants us, and you children, we've talked about it here in the congregation, but when the Lord speaks to us, He wants us to stop and look Him in the eye and acknowledge Him. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Sometimes children think if they ignore the instruction they're given by their parents or by adults, they're not accountable for it. If I don't acknowledge it. And that's why we try to teach our children, when you're given instruction, stop, look at the adult or the person in authority, look him in the eyes, and acknowledge what they've told you. Do you know the Lord wants us to do that this morning? When you know the Lord is talking to your heart, stop what you're doing and acknowledge Him and say, yes, Lord. But Jonah rose up to flee. You know the Lord is still dealing and convicting and leading people through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Talk about now that I have the Holy Spirit, what do I do now? No, the Holy Spirit came over in John 14 and also in the 16th chapter. It tells us He sent the Holy Spirit to lead us. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. He sent the Holy Spirit to instruct us. So what are we doing with the instruction? What are we doing when the Lord comes along and says, "This is the way, walk ye in it"? What is our response to the Lord? Are we doing as Jonah, or are we trying to drown out what He's saying, or are we submitting and yielding to the Spirit in saying, "Yes, Lord"? Do you know that we all have the freedom of choice this morning? All of us have the freedom to ignore the dealings of the Spirit in our life. But if you want to have power with God, you're going to find power with God through yielding and submission to His will in your life. We can come to church and feel good that I came to church. We can be a good person and have a code of morality and feel good about ourselves. But folks, the Lord is wanting to prepare us for heaven this morning. And He sent the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit this morning, He is still working outside. He is still dealing. He's still moving. But if you have received Him into your life, there is still great responsibility to yield and submit on a daily basis. I can't sit back and say, "Well, the Holy Spirit came in my heart 25 years ago. What am I doing with the Holy Spirit? What am I doing when He comes along and He says, 'Michael, be careful there'? What am I doing when the Lord comes along and says, 'Michael, I have a job for you. I want you to go do that'?" I have a choice to make. Every single day, all of us are making choices as to what we are going to do with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We can get up and run from it. We can ignore it. We can drown it out with the cares of life. Or we can stop and say, "Yes, Lord," and then go do it. I remember Brother Chuck frequently. Y'all have heard him say a lot, and I've quoted him a lot too. People would get up in services and say, "Well, I just need more of the Holy Spirit." Have y'all ever said that? I need more of the Holy Spirit. And his instruction was, you either have the Holy Spirit or you don't. That's true. You've either received the Holy Spirit in your life or you haven't. But if you have, this is what we need to do. We need to yield more to the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord I've received into my life, but now my prayer, my desire, my purpose, and my goal as I live life is, "Lord, help me to learn more and more how to submit and how to yield to the Holy Spirit that's living within me." To yield, by definition, is to give up possession of. You know, you think about that game, Mercy. You know, and you're sitting there trying to twist the other person's hands until they just give up. Until they yield, until they say mercy. You know, the Lord is looking for people this morning, not because of force, because the thing is, God's not going to force you to serve Him. If you're saved this morning, God is still not going to force you to go to Nineveh. But He's still going to come and say, "I've got a job for you to do. There's something I want you to do." And we have a choice to make. He's not going to force us, but the Lord is wanting a people who will yield and say, "Lord, I give up possession of. I surrender. I relinquish control." How many of us here really like to relinquish control? I know I brought out, even in this series a few weeks ago, but if I'm not feeling well, I'm starting to have some problems, and I say, "Renee, do you want to drive?" She's not going to argue with me. She's going to drive, because if I get to that point that you relinquish and you take your hands off, that means something. But you know, that's so hard for most of us to do. Are you relinquishing control of your life to God this morning? We say we love Him. We say we're His children. But have you taken your hands off? Is that a fair question? I want to get to heaven, folks. Have we relinquished control and say, "Lord, I yield to your Spirit. I will follow you. I will walk with you. I'm going to submit and I'm going to surrender and I'm going to take my hands off." scripture over in James in the 4th chapter, in the 7th verse, it says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, as opposed to submitting yourself or submitting to the will of God. Submitting and yielding to God as opposed to yielding to what feels good at the moment. Submitting to God as opposed to what everybody else around me thinks I ought to do. Lord, I want to yield to your Spirit. Yes, Lord. Has the Lord been talking to anybody here this week? There's a couple of you sitting on your head. Lord been talking to you? Have you said yes, Lord? We're not talking about empty obedience. You know, the son that told the master, his father, he said, yes, Lord, I'll go work in the fields. And then he didn't do it. And the other one said, he said, no, I won't go work in the fields. The other one wouldn't work in the fields. And then he came back and apologized and he went and worked in the fields. It's not enough just to say yes, but true yielding is saying yes and relinquishing and then being obedient. I want to encourage you this morning. You want power with God? You want victory in your life? Take your hands off. Yield. Surrender. Submit to. You remember when God came and spoke to Abraham? Talk about a saint of old. He talked to Abraham and he told Abraham to offer his son Isaac on the altar. His only son. The son of promise. This is what all generations of Abraham was promised to him through the lineage of Isaac. And God told Abraham, go offer him as a sacrifice. Do you remember when it said Abraham got up to obey God? How long was it before he did it? Anybody remember? Early. God came to him and said, I want you to offer your son on the altar. And the next thing it said is that Abraham arose early in the morning, and he started his journey in obedience to God. Early in the morning, folks, have you been yielding? How's your spirit of the Lord in your life? You say, well, I have the Spirit now. Now what do I do? Yield. Submit. Say yes. Let Him be the King and authority in your life in every decision you make. Everything you do, Lord, I want to yield to your Spirit. Where is the Spirit leading this morning? I believe there are a lot of needs in the body of Christ because people are not yielding to the Spirit. I believe there are financial needs in the body of Christ that ought not to be because people are not yielding to the Spirit. There are people or two because there aren't enough people yielding to the Spirit. Following the leadership of the Holy Spirit will bring sacrifice. The result of self-denial, the result of sacrifice, joining with God. It is power. You want more anointing in your life? You want more power with God? Start yielding more. Start sacrificing and letting the Lord have greater authority in your daily life, and you're going to start finding more power. Romans in the 6th chapter. Let's turn over to Romans in the 6th chapter in the 13th verse. It said, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. The instruction here was, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't yield to the draw of the flesh that every time, remember, the flesh is in opposition to the Spirit. And that's one of our biggest enemies is our own flesh. We can accuse the devil all we want, but he works through our flesh. He works through natural desires. The things of the flesh are contrary to the things of the Spirit. And he said here, don't yield yourself as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God. How are we doing? You know, people get uncomfortable with self-examination. I'd rather you just get offended at me and make heaven eventually than to just feel good about yourself and miss it. Have you been yielding to the Spirit this morning? See, I can't answer that for anybody else, but you know what? I've got a full-time job with me. I was on my knees last night. I was wanting to be measured up. It makes preaching easier. I want to live measured up. You know, there is a yielding and there is a submission to the Lord saying yes. Don't yield yourself, folks. Don't allow the world. Don't allow your own desires. Don't allow what you think to dictate what you do in life. Yield. Submit. Relinquish control of. Take your hands off. There are people who are, I'll say it like it is. There are people who are saved. All right? They are saved and they're almost miserable people. Because they haven't come to the place that they fully just take their hands off and say, Lord, I relinquish all control to you. I just give myself completely to you and yield. There's a song we sing sometimes, said, let me lose myself. They may have sang it the other day. Let me lose myself and do what? And find it, Lord, in thee. Y'all know that last verse said, one day while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, take the cross, Calvary, and it said how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify. Can we sing that? There is this morning power in a Spirit-filled life. But there is only the measure of power as we yield to the Spirit. People say, well, I have the Holy Spirit. It seems like I'm still struggling. How many have received the experience of the infilling of the Holy Spirit and gotten up from the altar, gone back home, and it seems like not a lot's changed? And then the question and battle of faith, do I have the Holy Spirit or not? Remember, when I look in the mirror, I'm still Michael. I still have weaknesses. I still have needs. I still have things the Lord's wanting me to grow in. But I have been equipped with the Spirit, but I've got to use it. And I can only use the Spirit, and I am only empowered by the Spirit as I learn to yield to the Spirit. As I learn to say yes to God and no to myself. This is the reason Paul said over in 1 Corinthians 9, in the 27th verse, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. I bring my body under submission. Folks, we will never get to a place in the Lord in this life that we can just sit back and say, saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, now come Lord Jesus. I'm safe until He comes. No, you have been equipped. And we are in a spiritual battle this morning, and the only way we will make it is get equipped, be forgiven of your sins, allow the Spirit to come in your life, but now let the Spirit work. Yield to Him. Let Him move in you, but you have a flesh that you're going to have to bring under. And I have a question for you. How often do we need to bring our bodies under submission? Daily. Is it just Him? Daily? Constantly. We can even get down from daily, hourly. And sometimes it's minute by minute. I was in a battle the other day, and finally, I was just said, no! The devil was just pestering me. Yield yourself to the Lord. The battles that we have, yes, your temptations don't despiritualize you. But yield to the Lord in them and get victory and power that you can overcome. Bring yourself under. Subjection in this word here, this word when he said, I bring my body under subjection, That word subjection in the Greek means to enslave. Enslave the flesh. Bring it under subjection. But the only power that will enable us to bring our bodies under subjection is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the only power that will do it. And it takes us yielding and saying, Lord, I will, of my own choice, I take my hands off and I say yes. And I yield. And then the Lord will enable us. The Lord is not going to force us. He's not going to drive us. But He wants to lead you this morning. He wants to lead you. But are you saying yes? The Scripture teaches us, we won't take the time to read it, but over in the 8th chapter of Romans, the Scripture teaches us to mortify the flesh. Now, to mortify means to put to death. But that raises the other question, similar, how often do we have to mortify the flesh? It's not a one-time experience, because we're still human. And so we daily have to bring our bodies under. Jesus, remember Jesus told His disciples, He said, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow Me. Daily. Folks, serving the Lord is a daily activity. It's something that is ongoing, and we're going to have to take up our cross. The cross was an instrument of death. It was a place of self-denial. And I think about how the young rich ruler came to Jesus, and he said, Lord, what do I need to do to follow You, to have eternal life? And Jesus went through the list of the... Well, question is then, what did the young man do? He went away sorrowfully. You know, the Lord showed me a number of years ago that people really aren't doing that anymore. You know what people are doing? They're not going away. They're just staying right in the pews, but they're still not selling everything they have. I'm saved. Everybody thinks well of me. I'm a trustee. I'm a Sunday school teacher, and I've done this and I've done that, and I don't beat my wife and all these other things, you know. Good person. Jesus said, if you want to follow Me, you need to go sell everything you have. Folks, it's not enough for us just to have a structure, a theology. It's not enough for us just to have a form of godliness. We need the power of the Holy Spirit working in our life, and it's going to take us daily saying yes to the Lord. I don't want to go away, but I don't want to stay in this condition sorrowfully. I want to say yes and be obedient to the Lord. When Jesus was in the garden, He was praying. The Garden of Gethsemane, He was praying. You remember the nature of His prayer? If it be possible, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from Me. But not My will, but Thy will be done. I don't know what all of your battles and struggles are this morning, but have you come to that place that you said, not My will, but Lord, I want Your will to be done. You want power with God? You want victory? You want anointing this morning? This is where you will find it. It's found in yielding and submission. There have been those all through time. They spoke of it in Acts, the 7th chapter, in the 55th verse. I believe it was Stephen who was preaching the people, and he said, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost. Resisting is not yielding, it's driving. We can push Him away or we can run from Him. Let's not resist Him. Do you know this morning that there is great danger in not yielding to the Holy Spirit? You know what the danger is? The danger is that the Holy Spirit is going to do exactly what you want. He'll leave you alone. When the Lord comes and He speaks to us, He shows you what He wants you to do. Okay? This applies to unsaved and saved alike. Holy Spirit comes and He deals with your heart. That's His faithfulness. If you do not yield by tacit consent, you are resisting the Holy Spirit. And then, after a while, you will go on your way and you won't even feel bad anymore. You won't feel guilty anymore. There are people today that can do some pretty bad, horrible things and they don't feel any guilt. Why is that?
It's because the Holy Spirit took them at their word and He stopped dealing with them. He stopped convicting them because they didn't want to listen to Him. They didn't yield. And then their conscience was seared and they don't feel guilty and they will look you in the eyes and say, the Lord doesn't care if I'm doing this. I'm still saved. And they're not. And they don't feel guilty anymore. They don't feel any condemnation. And they say, well, the Lord would show me. He already showed me. And you didn't yield to Him. And so now you're in a condition of hardness and you don't recognize. That's the danger of deception, folks. That's what deception is. When I think I'm right and I'm not. I do not believe there's going to be any surprises for any of us at the judgment. But if the danger of not yielding the Spirit is, the Spirit will stop striving. How many of you all like to be henpecked? Anybody here like to be henpecked? No. Just someone just do this. And you're not going to do this. Just like, leave me alone. Do you know that the Holy Spirit will not henpeck you? You get that? If you don't want to submit, if you don't want to yield, the Holy Spirit is not going to play mercy with you. He's just going to take His hand and say, I'm not going to force it, but this is what I'd like you to do. And if you don't yield, down the road, there's going to be some consequences. And you're going to say, I don't feel guilty. I think I'm fine. And the Lord was faithful to your soul to deal with you at the time that you resisted. Folks, it is dangerous to resist the dealings of the Holy Spirit in your life. I'd like to conclude. Remember, Saul in the Acts in the 9th chapter, Saul, or Paul as we know him, was on the road to Damascus. And the Lord revealed Himself to Saul. Saul had resisted. Saul had been resisting Jesus being the Son of God. He had resisted that truth. And when he had a revelation and he saw Jesus standing at the throne of God, Saul looked up and Saul asked a question. He said, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And the Lord spoke to him and He said, I want you to get up. And He told him where He wanted him to go. And it said, Saul rose up and went. He was blind, but people led him. You know, this morning when you follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit, there are going to be times you feel like you're going blind. I don't know the end result. I don't know where this is going to take me. But Lord, in obedience to Your leadings, I'm going to submit. I'd like to encourage us to get up this morning and go where the Lord wants us to go. Let's do what He wants us to do. And later, Paul testified, he said, I was not unfaithful to the heavenly vision. The Lord spoke to me. He revealed some things to me. And I didn't run like Jonah. And I didn't go away sorrowful like the young rich ruler. But I was faithful to do what the Lord called me to do. I'd like to close with one other passage in Isaiah 30:21. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Do you want the Holy Spirit to show you the way this morning? It's all right for you to answer the question in your heart. Do you really want the Lord to show you the way this morning? If you don't, that shows where you're at spiritually, okay? But if you say, I want Him to show me, He will show you. Thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left, folks, the Holy Spirit is still doing His job. The question is, what are we doing with it? Are we yielding to it? Let's stand and sing a song this morning. I believe the Lord is calling for us to stop running. He's calling for us to yield and submit and say, yes, Lord, and there you will find the victory and the anointing in His Spirit.